B. Diddy, run that back.
Wet enough. I don't really think she get it wet enough. Bag so big, I'ma wet her up. I'ma give it to her till she had enough. Is she wet enough? Do she shake it like she wet enough? I don't really think she get it wet enough. I'ma make it rain, I'ma wet her up. Sasha, wet it up. Tanya, wet it up. Brittany, wet it up. Dee Dee, wet it up. Is she wet enough? Do she shake it like she wet enough? I don't really think she get it wet enough. I'ma make it rain, I'ma wet her up. Sasha, wet it up. Tanya, wet it up. Brittany, wet it up.
I bet it's a pool in that. She shake it like a rock star. Girl, how do you move with that? Say, why you so rude with that? She acting a fool, she fat. They wanna watch Netflix and chill. We shooting a movie, bitch. Down for a dime, she drop a location. All for a nigga, how could that be basic? Got her own back, shawty don't do no chasing. They stunting no nigga, so shawty be dating. Let's go get a room, let's fly out to Vegas. Say how when you stop, your ass still shaking. It's like when you go, my mind still racing. And shawty so bad, shawty gotta be taken. I watched her drop it, flip it, twist it, turn and call me Poppy. She called Chavo Daddy. She got me watching Agni. I made her my hobby. I really want her body. I won't tell her soul if we 6ix9ine her body. Is she
wet enough? She shake it like she wet enough. I don't really think she get it wet enough. I'ma make it rain, I'ma wet her up. Sasha, wet it up. Tanya, wet it up. Brittany, wet it up. Dee Dee, wet it up. Is she wet enough? Do she shake it like she wet enough? I don't really think she get it wet enough. I'ma make it rain, I'ma wet her up. Sasha, wet it up. Tanya, wet it up. Brittany, wet it up. Dee Dee, wet it up. Is she
twerk with no hands, booty retarded? Yeah, she doing the theme thing. Loot my gun, I'm shooting my shot, let's go. Aiming like ping ping. They hate how we hit, how we bling bling. I'm watching them crews cause they lip sing. Stay out of my lane, nigga, beep beep. They hate, but struggle to beat me. I can tell she want a nigga by the way she walk, by the way she talk. Body language, say it out. Blue money, toes done. Hell yeah, she got it out. Big booty, way small. The youngest, so I like them all. Is she wet enough to question? She a thirst trap. I'ma knock it out the park when I step up with my ball back. I want all that, no question. You thick as fuck, are you wet enough? I see you keep it cute and keep your titties up. So when I come through, put your panties up.
Is she wet enough? Do she shake it like she wet enough? I don't really think she get it wet enough. I'ma make it rain, I'ma wet her up. Sasha, wet it up. Tanya, wet it up. Brittany, wet it up. Dee Dee, wet it up. Is she wet enough? Do she shake it like she wet enough? I don't really think she get it wet enough. I'ma make it rain, I'ma wet her up. Sasha, wet it up. Tanya, wet it up. Brittany, wet it up. Dee Dee, wet it up. Is she?
I'ma grind me 20, baby. I know I'm that nigga. Don't know why these niggas hate me. Maybe cause I'm too official. Keep that stress up on them niggas. Phone them, act up on them niggas. I can't pass up on some bitches. That's just facts for a nigga. I'ma grind me 20, baby. I know I'm that nigga. Don't know why these niggas hate me. Maybe cause I'm too official. Keep that stress up on them niggas. Phone them, act up on them niggas. I can't pass up on some bitches. That's just facts for a nigga.
The way I move, just like the mob. It's not BBs out this rise. Feel like cities on the bitches, freebies, fuck a thot. It's like any money hoe, that bitch anybody hoe. My team winning, that's for show. And it's always FTO. Broski lurking out the low, masked up, train to go. Walk them down to the flow, empty out and reload. Score that easy free throw, they looking through the peephole. I stay in that beast mode and stick to the G code. I'm really Raleigh Savage, they gon' know about me. This here just practice, kill the first degree. Heart of the trenches, about my business, I'ma keep it G. Keep that tie like in the lead, not niggas envy me. Keep that same energy, I ain't really tripping G. I've been on a better thing, and ain't like when Raleigh see.
I'ma grind me 20, baby, I know I'm that nigga. Don't know why these niggas hate me, maybe cause I'm too official. Keep that strap stuck on them niggas, phone them, act up on them niggas. I can't pass up on some bitches, that's just facts, what's for a nigga. I'ma grind me 20, baby, I know I'm that nigga. Don't know why these niggas hate me, maybe cause I'm too official. Keep that strap stuck on them niggas, phone them, act up on them niggas. I can't pass up on some bitches, that's just facts, what's for a nigga.
Real boss nigga got out the trench, got on my shit and I run on some bitch. Big bash in my day, but don't know how I'm living. Going out the distance, so bro, so I'm true. My niggas is savage, so why would you risk? They really bout static, my shock if you trip. My son, I'm your daddy, you test your limbs. You niggas ain't ready, my niggas be blissing. Walk them down the Glock, be tripping. Walk them down the Glock, be glitching. I got shooters, they shot tricky. And they shoot like Scotty Pimpin'. Fuck with me, you must be silly. Ask your bitch, she sell my willy. Phone them ghosting off of illy. She fuck with me cause I'm drippy. These bullets, they fine, you know that they sticky. I stand in that kitchen, I whipping that whip. Dress my soul, so no fuck on my kidney. Stuff a nigga out with my outfit dicky. You bike, then you know I get litty. Smoking on strong, this shit smell pissy. Freaking with bitch, wanna fuck out the Remy. Ain't had shit, used to sleep in the gym. I'ma grind me 20, baby, I know I'm that nigga. Don't know why these niggas hate me. Maybe cause I'm too official. Keep that strap stuck on them niggas. Phone them, act up on them niggas. I can't pass up on some bitches. That's just facts, what's for a nigga. I'ma grind me 20, baby, I know I'm that nigga. Don't know why these niggas hate me. Maybe cause I'm too official. Keep that strap stuck on them niggas. Phone them, act up on them niggas. I can't pass up on some bitches. That's just facts, what's for a nigga.
It's Heartland Hip Hop. We got all the cuts.
Talking no sake. My nigga be flashing the present. I pull up in something exotic. I see how these bitches be watching. I see how you moving on people. I answer when money is calling. Your nigga might just be real. Don't play with me, pussy little bitch. Don't play with me, pussy little bitch. Don't play with me, pussy little bitch. Got killers, gorillas who ain't for no reason. Don't play with me, pussy little nigga. Don't play with me, pussy little nigga. Don't play with me, pussy little nigga. Got killers, gorillas who ain't for no reason. Don't play with me, pussy little bitch. Don't play with me, pussy little bitch. Don't play with me, pussy little bitch. Got killers, gorillas who ain't for no reason. Check. Yeah, I cannot fuck with your kind. You can't see my mind, I'm reading your sign. Deep, bitch, if you dropping like flies, don't need a disguise, don't pick me up. Lil' Wolf to be out of burgers, you wanna be street, I leave you the curb. The pressure I put on the hoes, leave them the third, Lil' Wolf's a straight nerd. Don't play with me, little bitch, got y'all nigga with big dick. Got bitch flying right from the seat, fake all cream like a hood rich. I need all of my shit to be icy, nigga be biting, bitch don't like me, ain't sure to sign me, knocking like Tyson, keep a Glock on me, nigga don't try it. Lil' Wolf to the run of your stud, you give me the cash, be busting your ass.
Nigga, a gold thing. She get wet with chain swing.
Louis can get with the ball, man.
I shoot just like I'm Pinnick. Came up from a Pinnick. Get the trap at Wendy. Could talk like a Lick. If you know Flipper, he's
been
with
the same. One thing for sure. Trap the truth, nigga.
Wake up in Atlanta, go to sleep. I like, I'm gonna stay fine, get to the rim. My body's cool. I'm so tired of the day. You can't tell me.
You see me flexing, I'm flexing, I'm flexing, I'm flexing.
Strictly by the motherfucking trap.
You see me flexing, I'm flexing, girl, hogging up the lane. Let me in the finish, I come to do my thing. I think I left my flag at your bitch house. My phone rang too much, so she kicked me out. I'm on my young nigga shit, I think I'm boozing home. In other words, don't play with me, cause I drop off that back row. I'm in the club, my shirt off, and I don't got no tags. Just a white beat and a big chain. Yeah, them hoes love that. Bitch, you got me fucked up. Bitch, you got me fucked up. Got something for you, him and him. Bitch, you got me fucked up. Ha! Now that's the shit I don't like. Two hoes kissing, telling me they don't think. Cook up all summer problem. I do this for the gangster, the riders and the robbers. Ha! Say what I told these niggas, they ain't wanna listen. Now I gotta show
them. Get to the money, get to the money. Get to the money, go ahead, get it up. I'm a phone pop, bitch, I'm picking up. Swear to go for it, then go switch it up. Cut these hoes, then go switch it up. Track down two hoes, so we turn up. Smoke on that bitch, don't pass it up. Share that fat bitch, back it up. Let's take a trip, bitch, back it up. You get to the money,
you get to the money.
I'm a phone pop, I'm a phone pop. Left thumb crappin', I just counted 100. Shopping out in Cali, no discount for nothing. I need me a doctor, I'm addicted to something. She love my dick, she addicted to coming. Crisscross jumping, I be Birdman stunning. I ain't gon' stop, I got Birdman money. I bought it with the heat, no Birdman homie. Order a bunch of water, just to throw on the stripper. The life I live, I'm a Rolling Stone nigga. On the road so much, bought a mobile home nigga. Cut on my show if you want me to dill her. I dance on these bills like Bobby in the thriller. Trap on rigger, nigga, might want a pillar. The loud so strong, nigga, might need a stiller. And your bitch bad, yeah, I might need a stiller. Nah, I passed out, I don't fuck with her. Roll up the straight, smoke on the liquor. I'm trippin', that's bad, that's my nigga. Young fly nigga, I'm passin' my nigga. Yeah, I got the loud, and I'm passin' my nigga. Smokin' out of Cali, I'm relaxin' my nigga. That bomb's up a 9 mile, fervent's my nigga. I run through the game, you hate my nigga. That's the technical fad, it's the flavor, my nigga. Fuck you niggas, I rock my nigga. It's the Beverly Center and shop for my nigga. You beef with me, you get shot for my nigga. You beef with him, you get shot by me, nigga. Drop the top, but block for me, nigga. I live a thug like Tupac and me, nigga. Double up, homie, two block for me, nigga. You get to the money, go ahead, get it up. Come on, phone block, bitch, I ain't pick it up. Swag on point, nigga, go on, switch it up.
Alright, welcome everybody back to Heartland Radio ATL. What's going on? We missed y'all so much. What's up? Welcome everybody back to Heartland Radio ATL. It's your man B Diddy. You got Bishop City and Gina here. What's up, y'all?
Hey, we out here chilling fresh back from a Louisiana show with Wusa Woo.
Ooh, that was a hot place to be.
Oh, yeah.
Wusa was in that B.I. turning that thing up.
Yeah.
She had fans and everybody rocking all over the place.
Shout out to Big Woo. Yeah, Big Woo killed it, man. Shout out to everybody in Houma, Louisiana. You know, really had a great time, New Orleans.
Shout out to Gumbo Radio.
Gumbo Radio Show brought us out there.
Yes.
B Diddy Connection.
Yes.
Now it's in reverse. Now B Diddy connected me to people. It used to be the other way around.
Thank you, Bishop City, for a shout out. You
yes.
Know, I appreciate
yes.
The connection.
That's definitely
that you bring
a direct connection right there.
Appreciate it.
Went out there and they impressed me thoroughly. So now I could vouch for maybe us doing something in the future together.
Did you go out to her house party with me? I think you invited me out, or you told me it was at the house party.
No, we went to a separate one where she was interviewing Wusat.
Yes.
It was a house party where they brought the Gumbo folks out there, the Cajun Cousins, who they actually got a whole venue in Louisiana where the show was.
So she's been setting it off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm glad to hear that she took you on the road and took care of my people. You know what I mean? Shout out to More Ash. She definitely got a drop on here, too. I should pull it up and play that drop next.
And most importantly,
yes, I'm going to play that next.
Vouchable. We can vouch for Gumbo Radio Show events.
Facts. We can definitely vouch for Gumbo Radio. Shout out to the whole team out there. Shout out to everybody. DJ Mohawk is Gumbo Radio. Was he out there with y'all?
Yeah, he was definitely out there rocking out with Salih. He was playing that with Salih before it was even showtime. Oh, and everybody was rocking with
him. He got some unreleased Wusa Woo right now, too.
Yeah, he does.
He got some super unreleased. She brought her girl Juicy out there who performed, so he got their track that they got together, which is on Mermaid, too. It was lit, bro. I mean, it was a successful event. We also got to see a bunch of other Louisiana artists perform, which was great, and they were really good. Really, really talented. So, again, Louisiana be looking forward to, you know, the Sonic Boom and the Heartland Radio pulling up on you because I like what I saw a lot.
So, DJ Mohawk, when he was out there, was he talking about the Hawks at all?
Of course.
Did he talk about the Hawks?
DJ Mohawk, for y'all that don't know, is the official Atlanta Hawks DJ. You know, you can catch him spinning that Wusa Woo, that Kissy Lee. You know what I mean? Anything by our boy,
Twan the God.
Twan the God. Mm-hmm. You know how it goes. So, you know, it's just about getting it in there. Oh, it is Mr. Hanky is our boy.
Mr. Hanky is our boy.
You know, I've been getting him in College Park confused.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
because he did a lot of his College Park beats.
And they kind
of
looked alike.
And they kind of look alike. They got the same College Park.
They got the bald head.
Ball head.
Dark skin.
Cascade Road.
Yeah.
Y'all are funny.
Old National.
Old National. They probably like the same. They look like they probably both like Casamigos.
Yeah, man. Yeah. What did you get into?
My people.
Oh, no.
They're my people.
Wusa Lee like the Casamigos.
And they if it ain't the real Casamigos, them people gonna know.
Wusa Lee definitely is a Casamigos professional. And she can taste if it's not the real thing. And she will accuse your restaurant of not having official Casamigos. Yeah, I've seen it with my own eyes.
Wusa definitely comes. Don't be trying to pass on no 1800.
Yeah. That's no Casamigos. That's exactly what they were saying.
You can't try to play no games with bottle girls, okay? They are tested with proving what liquor is what. That's
hilarious. What was going on at home? Like, did you get a chance to go to the studios or anything out there?
We went out to eat. We got some food while we were down.
We got a lot of food.
Stayed at the La Quinta. Shout out to them.
Me and Bishop City had a conversation. We were talking about where we're staying in at. We like a particular brand. I don't want to tell all y'all what my brands is out there in the podcast and listening live right now.
You know, your boy been on a Hilton tour. So we did the Hilton.
I didn't want to say the name. For security reasons.
We already said La Quinta.
No, for this talking about the future. I'm about to give the future to Bishop City. We don't like to say the name. I don't like to say the name, right? But
yeah, that's some Miss Deb advice. So we're gonna take Miss Deb advice. So y'all delete what I just said out y'all mind.
That's hilarious.
It's the men in. We gotta get the men in black button.
You can retract that statement.
Yeah,
right?
We're gonna retract
that statement. Yeah, retract that statement.
What was I saying? We had a conversation about hotel rooms. We're talking about hotel rooms because we're going to Denver, Colorado,
July 10th.
Yes. So we're trying to find a hotel room. We're trying to figure out Bishop City and Gina. You guys just came back from a road trip. This would be a good opening segment conversation. Top five hotel brands that you're messing with. Top five.
Off the top, Marriott. The Hilton.
You're going to have to throw, I'm going to throw NBC Suites in there.
NBC Suites.
Doubletree Hotel.
Doubletree.
All right, now, number five. Y'all like Crowne Plaza?
I haven't been to the Crown Plaza yet.
You got to go high quality. You guys like, so you don't see.
I like Waldorf Astoria, so that would be my first one. I have stayed there before.
New Orleans, right there on Bourbon Street.
Yeah,
You know what? If we're doing top five, let's go back there. So we got Waldorf Astoria. The West End is really nice if you ever get a chance to stay in there. The Marriott. What were you saying?
New Orleans is some hotels I stayed in that are really nice. I stayed at the Astor, which is right there on the corner of Bourbon.
Okay.
And then I also stayed at the O'Keefe Inn. The O'Keefe Hotel.
Yeah, what was your luxury one, G?
You said the
JW?
Oh, yeah, the JW. But when I go out of town, I stay everywhere. So
Yeah.
And I don't pay the bills. So, yeah.
So I want y'all to tell me out there in radio world what's going on in Denver. You feel me? What's going on in Denver? What's going on in Jaws City? Because we're going to be coming out there.
I mean, we got 31 artists.
Five DJs. Confirmed.
Come on, man. I mean, we giving y'all a great event. And it's just important that y'all pull up because you're about to see how hard we come. And we're bringing that Atlanta to Denver, just like how Gumbo Radio Show brought the Atlanta to Louisiana.
And to all the artists out there, there's not many opportunities for people like us to come to your city.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of people like us that are coming to each individual city's big markets, small markets from Atlanta.
Especially to the West Coast.
To check
Coast.
Y'all out. Especially to the West Coast, that far west.
This is not happening.
So tap in. So if you're an artist and you're not tapping into this situation right here, you losing.
And these are real dates. I seen the flyer go up the other day, and it had a gazillion dates on there. These are real dates that are going to be hit with no complications in between.
Bishop City, that's why we do ours at the pace we do ours, though. Yes. That's why we didn't do 12 dates up front.
Oh, man, we saw a flyer the other day every day it was something in another state. And it's exactly. Like, how is this about to happen with an indie artist's schedule and lifestyle?
And then we talked to an artist while we were on the road. They were trying to get on a tour, and they were like, oh, this is perfect. I'll be able to go to work during the weekend, and on the weekend I can travel with y'all. And boom, there it is.
Bam, we go, and more we build a brand up, like Gina was saying, more we build a brand up, people are going to start traveling with us, and we're going to be able to start traveling. And I had a Facebook post this week. We're going to get to some music, but I had some Facebook. I got into my old archive.
Okay, okay.
You are fake news.
Okay, is that fake news?
You are fake news.
I'm thinking
news.
I'm getting to some fake news.
You are fake news. You are fake news.
But I'm definitely excited to get to this old archive right here. Let's go ahead and get into the Grimace, We Getting Money. This is on Heartland Radio.
Let's go.
You know I'm a flip, You give me all the I know who can win, I keep my bitches being condescending. And they ain't selling Mary Kay, just to be specific. We getting money, nigga, fuck right. We don't sleep, nigga, fuck that. We getting money, nigga, fuck right. 357 mad, don't let me bust that. We getting money, nigga, fuck right. Waiting on the record deal. I made a killing off that bag deck. And I ain't talking about no Navy SEAL. I'm talking about the work, hella bread. What type of work? What type of lead that to the feds? I heard them niggas say, cause I'm what I deal. Niggas working for me. The niggas wanna live. The niggas wanna aim. The niggas wanna snack. And when I see a pussy nigga, I'ma have a laugh. My niggas talk.
Twerk on that beat, twerk on that beat. Mind you a bad homie, twerk on that beat. Twerk on that beat, twerk on that beat. Mind you a bad homie, twerk on that beat. Head down, out, up, twerk on that beat. Grab your home, girl, twerk on that beat. That's your beat, then roll that beat. She know you got that air. Pop that fan. She on the mic, she tweet. She twerk with all her feet. Wet and bleak. I'm next week. Get it to a ledge. They call me the club reverend. It's so home, girl, got that air. Make her throw it back in the ledge.
And now we speak in Spanish. I'm fresh to death, plus I rap my ass off. Put them chewies on, ain't nothing about me half off. Swag off the meter, money coming racks. Gave my bitch a band, told her lose the flex.
I'm tripping, hey, what you doing is called bullshit. Jabba Ranks don't like that. Bring that shit back.
Yeah, F2O, $1 million swag, young nigga shit, young nigga shit. All that, it's me.
Swag, 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 swag.
Swag. Oh, I'm fresh to death, plus I rap my ass off. Put them chewies on, ain't nothing about me half off. Swag off the meter, money coming racks. Gave my bitch a band, told her lose the flex. I'm trending topic, main attraction, all that. I peeped your bitch and told that hoe to fall back. My homies smoking strong, they coming out the jar. She went to hell, she seen my car. Ooh, plus you know I'm rocking jewels. Put me in the desert chain. Feel cool.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Maura Ash from the Gumbo Radio Show, and I'm rocking out right now with my guy, DJ B. Diddy Dollars, baby. He's lit right now on your ones and twos and keeping y'all live in the mix.
Gotta make a way, hit the highway, blowing money like a fan. Stacking nothing, bands, hustle hard is a fan. I gotta make a way,
I gotta make a way,
I gotta make a way.
From where I used to be, they said that I done changed, and I ain't the same me.
Nope.
Well, you damn right,
yep.
But I ain't wrong, daddy thinking about these stacks. While I write this song, getting it off the lane. And if it's God's plan, oh, now man, stop me from counting these bands. Started out making tracks off in my mama creek.
Hey.
I used to be down bad, where you could see my ribs. Now I'm flossing on these haters, gold all on my wrist. Chains all on my neck, keeping all these haters pissed.
Yeah.
New outfits, get riches on my bucket list. I'm swinging down the lane in that Lincoln thing.
Way, I'm running all day, stacking up my paper. Gotta make a way, hit the highway. Blowing money like a fan, stacking nothing bad. Hustle hard is a plan. I gotta make a way,
I gotta make a way,
I gotta make a way,
I gotta make a way.
So I can be good like a young boss. Said that I could, I told him that I could.
Started out. Now watch me do my dance. 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 First you dip to the left, then you dip to the right, then you lean to the back and hit the walk like that. Hit the walk like that. First you lean to the back and hit the walk like that. Hit the walk like that. Hit the walk like that. First you lean to the back and hit the walk like that. First you lean to the left, then you lean to the right, then you lean to the back. Hold up, did I say lean? Nah, I meant to say dip. Make sure you don't trip. Dip to the left, then dip to the right. Dip to the back. Wait, I meant to say lean. Lean to the back, and do that New Orleans. Walk, put that pep in your step, know what I mean? She got a nice attitude, and her walk is mean. Now watch me do my dance. 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 First you dip to the left, then you dip to the right, then you lean to the back and hit the walk like that. Hit the walk like that. Hit the walk like that. First you lean to the back and hit the walk like that. Hit the walk like that. Hit the walk like that. First you lean to the back and hit the walk like that.
Hit the walk like that.
This is really.
I would never sleep on the I would never eat with him. I wouldn't do no dirt with him.
Nah.
Cause baby, I'm a killer. I would never sleep on the I would never eat with him. I wouldn't do no dirt with him.
No.
Cause baby, I'm a killer. My dog lost his life to him. High killer, real. I guess that in my city ain't nobody.
No.
Cause all the seen a pack of pistols.
No. No, why would. Yo, no. No. No, why would.
I never been a talker that you played out.
100 rounds out of a drum and where we sprayed out. I would never let her disrespect me, no. No, I keep it 100, I don't sugarcoat. Pull up on me crazy, I'ma let it go. Me and my, we professionals, yeah. I would never sleep, I would never eat with a, I wouldn't do no dirt with a, nah. Cause baby, I'm a killer. I would never sleep on the, I would never eat with a, I wouldn't do no dirt with a, cause baby, I'm a killer.
It seemed like once a month again, this is gone his peer. And that's the reason known for new his peer. Cause they like to hard, they so indecisive. Gosh, my name, look at me, call these niggas tripe. I never leave my house without a pistol move. And I think every rap nigga is a I ain't a rapper, I'm a drug dealer. I do this for the killers and the thugs. And the, hey, stop the beast, let me talk to him, Michael Pella. He up there in the hood, if he actin' chill. So, trace of a war, bring a man up, man up. If money to be made, get your fans up.
I would. Big booty girl, drive me bonkers. Name out like a gobstopper. One call like a ghostbuster. J-Bo, he wear double rubber. Remember faces, don't know numbers. Can't wait to stunt all summer. Smoking on that green cucumber. Big booty girls, car bumpers. Bumpers. Shawty said, pass the weed.
Gotta twerk for it.
Seven shots of Hennessy.
Gotta twerk for it.
All she want is some D.
Gotta twerk for it.
All she want is some D. Jamming so big and say,
God damn it.
About to go so hard it might need a bandage. Hit one, I'm out like a bandit. Lame niggas can't understand it. Big booty girl speaking Spanish. Shawty said, pass the weed.
Gotta twerk for it.
Seven shots of Hennessy.
Gotta twerk for it.
All she want is some D.
Gotta twerk for it.
All she want is some D.
Gotta twerk for it.
Shawty said, pass the weed.
Gotta twerk for it.
Seven shots of Hennessy.
Gotta twerk for it.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome everybody back to an illustrious episode of Heartland Radio ATL. What up, everybody? What up, everybody? It's your man, B Diddy, a.k.a. the Badass Yellow Boy. And I have Bishop CD and Gene in the building. What's good, y'all?
What's good, my boy? It's B City, the most objective voice on radio.
Hi, it's G. Organically me, from how I look to how I speak. So everything you hear is just straight off the dome. Guys, did you all... Well, I'll save that for later. But are you all ready for Chicago? Like, are y'all ready to show Chicago what we got going on?
Oh, man, yes. I'm so ready. And for our artists performing there, understand that you'll be performing in the middle of a soccer field. So this is a whole type of different type of performance. June 27th,
okay,
we'll be in Chicago. Taking the Heartland Boom Festival to Chicago. Now, you came with us to Anniston, Alabama. You came with us to... Raleigh, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Now we going to Chicago, June 27th.
Yeah.
Bishop, will there be food there?
Oh, yes.
Okay. They'll will there be vendors there?
Yes.
Okay. Will there be B. Diddy's going to be on the Wheels of Steel?
Yes.
So, and they're going to have artists performing?
Yes.
So this is not no ordinary soccer field.
This is stadium quality events. This is you being, just imagine how the halftime shows are for the football games. Yeah. Just like that. We are, instead of at the on the football field, we're on the soccer field. And it's going to be packed. It's going to be everybody and their mama there. Chicago has recreational marijuana. So if you have not been to a state that has recreational marijuana, please make sure you make your way. Hello. Make your way there so you can indulge as you perform and get new followers.
And this is in conjunction with the Fab Five radio show, which is based in Chicago. So not only are you getting Heartland Radio Media, you're getting Chicago
and
media.
We're tapping with Power 109 in Denver when we get there,
Come on.
The founder's one of our DJs.
Yes.
So we got to get his logo so we can throw it on the fire.
I got to get you a logo.
Definitely.
This is going to be so dope. All right, so... Music came out this week.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So this is a hip hop show, still doing
We've been listening to albums too, so let's go. Let's start off with Migos, Culture.
That's what I want to talk about.
Culture Migos. 3, let's go. We on the same wave.
Okay, we on the same wave. So favorite song out there. What's your favorite song? What's your favorite joint?
Jane.
My favorite joint from Migos is one featuring Drake.
Which one?
Oh, yeah.
Having my way.
Having our way.
Yeah.
I like the one with Cardi B on that. She's sick.
She love
my
verse.
Like, oh, my God.
Go listen to that Culture 3.
Yeah, definitely go listen to that Culture 3. They got a, bitch, you said about 7 bangers?
I'm giving them, it was about 13 songs.
Yeah.
So I'm giving them about...
Justin Bieber.
Cardi B.
Not at all beginning through, I just ain't fell in love cause I'm way too awake. OG. And she try fucking a rapper to break up my heart, but my heart doesn't break.
That's good feature.
As soon as I link with these niggas, they feelings are written all over their face. 50% of their album is features, but that shit still go hard. Like,
see how many songs they got in total on there. So we can see what the average is.
I like to look at album credits, too. So I'm going to put up some album credits for the Migos.
Because I'm giving them about seven solid songs I could recommend somebody off of there.
I love how Drake still is holding us out for Certified Lover Boy. Are you waiting for that?
Yes.
If we're waiting until, like, it's June already. He's coming on July very quickly.
He said the end of the summer. I saw him do an interview.
Yeah, I saw something about that.
Yeah, I saw him do an interview, and he was like, by the end of the summer, we'll have a Drake
album.
Man,
see, y'all don't understand.
19 songs? You know, and he said 7 out of 19?
Okay. That's not 50-50.
Track listings, DJ Darrell produce them. We have Murder Beats is on here. Take Key,
okay.
On here, looking for producers I know on here. OG Parker,
okay.
Buddha Bless, he go hard.
Okay.
It's Zay Sovin.
Zay Sovin.
He on the wall as well.
Carnage, y'all know who Carnage is. He's a they got the song Jane.
Okay, Carnage. He got my favorite song
that's
on there.
I was just about to say that's Bishop's song.
So that Carnage is actually an EDM producer.
Really?
Yes, he did a song with Migos. I think it's called Bricks. I think that's the name of it.
Oh, all I can think about is Gucci Mane Bricks.
You know it.
It's got a dope ass flow to it. I love that song. Then they had 808 Mafia's on here as well. So you know, 808 Mafia doing anything, Atlanta? Atlanta? Oh, actually, no. 808 Mellow Beats is a British record producer. Ooh.
Now,
so they went to. I didn't know that they got the Brits on here.
Did you also hear Megan Thee Stallion Stottish?
No, I did not hear Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, hot record, hot record.
No, I'm
First of all, that shit has quotables for the entire summer. Like
videos, hot too.
For whomever is feeling itself, listen to that shit, so you can be like, oh yeah, that's my bar. Oh yeah, that's my line. Oh yeah, that's my line.
Exactly.
Like her bar when she said, "Everything I eat goes straight to my pockets." Mm-hmm. Mm, bar.
Bar.
Like, yes. Bars. Yes. And then she said, "I'm the big homie, but I ain't the oldest."
Perfect.
Like, come perfect. On now. Like,
yeah.
Perfect.
Also, I listened to a little bit of that Michigan Boat Boy by Lil Yachty. That's his most recent project.
The Migos album is going to be Hall of Fame for me.
Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame, yes. If I had to put up there and if I had to play some Migos.
Would you say this is their best album?
If you had to put it up there with things, their works, body of work, I would put it up there as one of their best bodies of work.
Yes. No, I think definitely. Culture 2.
Yes.
I think Culture 2 is their World best album. Body of work. Because
yeah, Culture 2, definitely. The Red definitely, album.
It definitely had every banger for the club, to the car, to the house parties, to the barbecues.
Wasn't no 21 Savage on here.
Yeah, no.
I like, and then you got
and
the
wasn't no club songs to me. Like,
can we talk about
no
one thing?
Was also hard too.
Can we talk about one thing?
Go ahead, Bishop.
Why is there?
Why are we doing our Migos love?
Yeah, why are we still in? Why are we in this Migos fun? Because I'm loving this right now.
Yes.
Why are there no Lil Baby features on any of the Migos projects? Do you have an answer to that?
Lil Baby is cool with rappers that the Migos aren't cool with.
But they don't seem to ever work together, even though they're label mates.
They're on the same label.
And I heard about this beef, but it's like, is it that big to where they don't?
Who's Migos beefing with? Who's Lil Baby beefing with? Look at that. Google it. And I feel like it's out there that some of them are beefing.
Guess who else don't have no feature with Lil Baby? Cardi B.
Cardi B don't got no Lil Baby feature?
Nope.
Lil Baby did he do something on... they haven't done nothing on the album. No, they didn't do anything on the album. Mm-hmm. When's Cardi B album coming out? It's coming out soon.
I don't
and
think
he gonna be on the
out.
Cardi B album. Watch, which is gonna be random.
I don't think it's coming
Lil
out.
Baby,
I think Cardi B just gonna single us until the wintertime.
She's just gonna Birkin bags.
Yeah, just single us out. I mean, why put everything into 12 songs when you could just 12 songs me to death. You know what I'm saying?
She got a fan base that's going to buy all 12 songs.
Every time she drop it.
Every time she drop it.
So then when she come out in December with all 12 of those songs on one album, now the album is Double Diamond because everybody then made every song platinum.
That's the new way to make these records work, man. I mean, Big G giving you gems out here.
It's organic, G.
You know, when you working with the boom, we go about what the waves is and come at it in the strategical ways. With the trends of how you distribute music in 2021, because it's not the same.
I mean, I interrupted you. What was you saying, though, before I interrupted you? You was about to go into something else. I interrupted
you. Oh, no, that was it. Why is Lil Baby not doing features with Amigos? I just want to know that. I want to end this beef.
I think it's that beef and broccoli.
Just don't mix?
Don't mix. Well, beef and broccoli doing.
I'm going to say, have you had a Mongolian chicken?
They have done
chicken?
Songs together, though. They have, I believe, on the QC albums. They
but that's QC.
The QC albums, but not, they're not, for Lil Baby to be the hottest rapper in the game.
And they label mate.
He on J. Cole album. We listen to J. Cole album.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the new J.
Cole
album.
Come on, we listen
album.
To a
okay,
lot
so
of albums.
The new J. Cole album is dope. I like the lyrics. I like the content that he provides that new album. Only thing I would say about the J. Cole album is the titles of the songs are all spaced out. So it's kind of like you got to be like, My Life, M space Y space L space I space F space. You're like, what the hell? I can't find that.
You definitely don't want to try to. You don't want to find it by searching a song. You probably want to go ahead and just find his name.
Yeah.
Classic. J. Cole also got Hall of Fame album. J. Cole puts out Hall of Fame albums every time, yo.
I would like the energy to be a little higher on the albums, man. They kind of just be like kind of lulling me to sleep slowly.
Yeah, it is a vibe to drive to or to break up with your girl to or to just smoke to.
Hashtag No J. Cole on Fridays is actually a Twitter topic on Twitter that Ice from the Joe Budden podcast, so essentially Joe Budden got in trouble for that. He's had No J. Cole on Fridays is a thing that people say on Twitter.
What?
Joe Budden says that, yeah.
Why?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not...
It's just the...
Because of what I just said, I guess. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Is it hating or is it truthful?
That's his style.
That's the biggest podcast in
you definitely
America.
Don't want them promoting right stuff world. Like that, yes.
Yes, so he needs to go on to Joe Budden. He need to come on to Heartland Radio.
Yeah. He ain't saying nothing that the young folks ain't saying. You know, my little cousins, They be like, man, I like J. Cole, but you know, if I play that with my chicks there, they gonna leave.
That's hilarious.
Because they gonna find their value in themselves.
Right.
Tell them quit keeping them in cages. Maybe they fucking mad when the J. Cole gets on. If you keep them in cages, they definitely not going to see J. Cole. That's music that get prisoners set free. If Mandela was locked up,
right,
he'd probably be listening to J. Cole. Rest in peace to Mandela. Who would be listening? Who's what's his name? That's in
Marcus Garvey.
No. The one that's hiding away from America right now. The one that's hiding. He's listening to J. Cole right now.
Tupac.
Man, the one that's overseas. Anyway,
overseas.
Why, you know, America be hunting down people.
Besides Uncle Rush,
it's like Julian Assange.
Oh, well, we call him. We got him.
We got him now.
Julian Assange back here. They called him hiding in UK.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, they ended up giving him up because he's like a jerk. So he burnt the bridge with them in that safe house that they was hiding him in.
Damn it, man.
Yeah.
Dang, how you get put out the safe house?
Like, yeah. It was quite funny to watch him get carried out of there.
And how your bridge just didn't carry you to another place, bro? I thought you.
You can't continually burn bridges,
right,
okay?
He just burnt the bridge. He was in the safe house in another country, and they were like, you know what? You need to go to jail.
I would think everybody would learn this lesson from Trump, because you can see with him that no matter how much people might hate him because he's not a bridge burner, he always, his relationships only get stronger because the hate don't got nothing to do with the bridges. You see what I'm saying?
Facts. I want to go to another topic. I want to talk about the music that these artists be making, right? I've been going through my archive, listening to some of these music. Y'all been liking the blends. Everybody out there in the internet radio, hit me up. At B did the DJ. Tell me if you've been liking the blends. The blends from a lot of this music from the artists is not like J. Cole. It's really of it. It's a lot turned up. If I look at a lot of these song titles and a lot of these songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does J. Cole stand out because he makes that type of... J. Cole standing out because he makes that type of music being counterintuitive to other artists, what I get all the time from artists, which is this turn-up music, would more artists have more success then if they took the J. Cole route and... Just start doing that type of music and just send that out?
It's all
about... Or do
about,
they fall, like, you know what I mean? Do they fall into the trap?
I feel like it's all about your conversation. Like, you have to have real conversation for people to be engaged. J. Cole is talking about either betterment of self or how he had to fight to get to where he is or how motherfuckers be hating on him. So he got to do what he got to do. Mm-hmm. He also talked about the time when him and Puff Daddy got into a fight. Like, he talk about different stuff.
Right.
Other people stay in a box because they only can talk about certain drug situations or certain violent situations or certain jail situations. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to step out of that comfort zone to have a different dialogue. So it's all about your dialogue. And other people relate to different things. Like, for example, me and Bishop was saying how I can't relate to a hot girl summer or every time a bitch be like, fuck that nigga, because I can't say fuck that nigga.
You
know what I mean? I got me a nigga that I
you
just...
Shantae's got a man.
Right. Like, some sentences I just can't relate to. Some songs
Shout
I can't relate
City.
But if I throw on the Carter, too, like we were... the Carters, like we were talking about in New Orleans, I can relate to that whole album because, yes, I got a man. I'm a provide, I'm going to do this, he going to provide, he going to do this, I'm going to take care of him. Oh, I got too much dip on your chip, y'all.
Okay.
No,
I'm
going to save it.
But see, you got to remember, people like Lonnie Love don't want you spreading that love
happiness.
All over, and that happiness. They don't want to hear about that happiness.
Exactly.
So people be listening to, so we just talked about two big albums just came out, right? Migos and J. Cole.
Yeah.
Which album should we listen to for happiness? So you telling our people out there.
J. Cole for sure.
All right, I want to get to some more independent music. That was a good segment, y'all. We talked about some good stuff there. I want y'all to make sure you hit me up with your music.
Do we got that Ari LaShell?
Do we got Ari LaShell? I could play some Ari LaShell.
That's been on my mind.
Let's see if I got Ari LaShell.
It's kind of college.
I got some Ari LaShell coming up, definitely in the mix. It's Heartland Radio, ATL's B Diddy. Let's get it.
Right, let's get this show on the road. Oh, yeah. Trap up.
Ace checking in, we don't know y'all niggas, you dead.
This is a bottle fence. If you're getting to the money, where your bottles at? Bottle fence, this is a bottle fence. If you're getting to the money, where your bottles at?
I'm all about my business. God is my witness, I'm a laboratory chemist. I'm good with physics, I'm your neighborhood physician. I fill prescriptions, I make one or two, make three or six. I'm one good magician. I'm feeling dizzy, this Moscato got me tipsy. I'm king of Kesra, though I'm hardly in the city. Money is time, she a dime, is she with me? Mason Margiela, black and yellow, I be spiffy. Them tires thin, rims big, I know you see it. You say you going hard, you a fraud, I don't believe it. I take my bitch to Lennox, I straight cash out. Ballet bring them bags out, we drop the top and smash out. I give a great dick, fuck her till she pass out. And make her sleep naked, baby, keep that ass out. My money on some other shit is getting hard to count. We in the VIP, blowing zips, roll another ounce.
Fall in love, I can't even fall asleep. You looking for a party, girl, you need to follow me. Cause I know what you love, and I know what you like. They do this on the weekend, we do this shit like every night. Cause every night's a party, every night's a party.
Checking in, we don't know y'all niggas, you dead.
It's about to go, yeah.
This is one DJ you don't wanna fuck with.
This song is for all the single ladies in the.
When I pull up to your city, should I call? Do you even care to see me at all? You don't really wanna chill, I'm just tryna keep it real. You just tryna cop a pill for the mall. I ain't got no time for games with a lane. You and me, we ain't in the same lane. Got me speeding down the highway, saying, baby, come by my way. But with this decision comes pain.
Baby, I'm debating. You've been playing with my heart. Saying you go crazy whenever we are apart. I just wanna feel.
Trying to slow down. This isn't a merry-go-round, but we going in circles and tripping on hurdles. My heart has turned purple and brown. Need crutches to lean on the pain, Excedrin to ease my brain. Got a headache and heartache, they have become one in the same.
Baby, I'm debating. You've been playing with my heart. Say the deal, cause it's getting
sometimes. You know that I don't play right. I'ma make you wanna sleep tight, baby. Keep it caliente, yeah. Say my name like I'm Beyonce, yeah. I'm a lion searching for her prey. I'ma make you want it ever. You wanna come over? It's been a minute since I really got to see my legs on your shoulders. I must admit it's like a dick that got a key. My composure. Your head and kiss your face all over. Baby, I want you here. You got me calling on a late night. You said you want some FaceTime. You know that I don't play right. I'ma make you wanna sleep tight, baby. Keep it caliente, yeah. Say my name like I'm Beyonce, yeah. I'm a lion searching for her. You want it every day. When I put it down, baby, better pick it back up. I'm a little thirsty, I need you to fill up my cup. Wanna keep it slow motion like we rocking the boat. Wanna feel your hands around my waist and you to my throat. I wanna hear the melody to the song you sing when you're next to me. I wanna feel your body heat when we're in the sheets. It's like ecstasy. Let you be in control. Baby, show me how to move when I'm on top of you. Let me show you what I can do. Calling on a late night. You said you want some FaceTime. You know that I don't play right. Make you wanna sleep tight, baby. Keep it caliente. Say my name like I'm Beyonce.
Just said that's weird. I see a star missing. Navigate through these trees. Had to go get what's mine. Niggas kept crossing T's and keep dotting I's. Talking about no ambition. I kept mine in motion. Niggas ain't got no land, but keep on bottle pulling. 100 mil, 100 thou, bitch, I'm just way too focused. They ain't teach about well, but bet you mine gon' know it. They ain't tell us we was beautiful, bet you we gon' shine. They ain't tell us we gon' get it, bet you we cross that line. Had to go get it. I've been feeling good, I'm talking prolific. Ain't no way to stop it, cause I'm too gifted. Looking towards the top and I see no limit. No limit.
Yeah, yeah.
No lips.
Looking at the top, I see
no lips. No lips. Looking at the top, I see no limits. No lips. I see no limits. Looking at the top, I see no
limits. Ain't no limits for me. Going out like Master P. On my own, it's body body. Yeah. We getting to the cheese. Man, I've been at the bottom. I swear I didn't have a thing. Now I'm taking trips for summer and spring. Short ass, I'll see you soon. I'm investing in my dreams. Headed to beach, I views and dinner and day shame. They thought I'd never make it this far. What a strange thing. I'm connected with the stars, baby. Thank you.
I know you can. Know you can. Set limits for me. Cause if you do, I'm regular sick.
Yeah,
been feeling good, I'm talking prolific. Ain't no way to stop it cause I'm too gifted. Looking towards the top and I see no limit. No limit.
Yeah, yeah.
What you doing is called bullshit. Jabba Ray don't like that. Bring that shit back.
Never stand a chance. Ever leave me around your girl, I'ma take away the glance. When I get up in my zone, I'ma go and do my dance. Big dreams, big bands, Gucci holding on my pants. We could go one-on-one, you won't ever stand a chance. Ever leave me around your girl, I'ma take away the glance. When I get up in my zone, I'ma go and do my dance. Off the Henny, I be faded. Get to flexing, they just hate it. Looking mad and don't you fake it. If you're mad, then you can say it. Do my dance because I made it. Every chance I'm gonna take it. When your shorty hears my song, guarantee she's gonna shake it. That's a promise, she gon' bend it over while I'm getting jiggy. Swear to God, she know my name. That's why she be getting busy. Make your bitch run some circles around me till she getting dizzy. Everywhere that I be going, they be saying damn it's Drizzy. Keep it glizzy in the city, run up on me, show no pity. Get rich or die trying, got me feeling like I'm 50.
Get rich or die trying, got me feeling like I'm 50.
Get rich or die trying, got me feeling like I'm 50. Big dreams, big bands, Gucci holding on my pants. We could go one-on-one, you won't ever stand a chance. Ever leave me around your girl, I'ma take away the glance. When I get up in my zone, I'ma go and do my dance. Big dreams, big bands, Gucci holding on my pants. We could go one-on-one, you won't ever stand a chance. Ever leave me around your girl, I'ma take away the glance. When I get up in my zone, I'ma go and do my dance. This ain't no game, bitch, I play with them straps. When it comes to getting money, you know that I need it fast. I sold out all them packs, told the plug to run it back. Every time my phone ringing, you know it's another rack. Walk up in the spot, you know that I'm dripping. Diamonds shining and they pop. You can catch them hitting, you ain't really about to pop. Who you really kidding? 30 shots in my Glock. I ain't never missing, 100 rounds in the top. That shit gets a kick and go watch on my wrist. You won't hear it ticking, you ain't help me get no money. You could quit the bitch and that's why I be doing me. I don't feel the need to listen. Big dreams, big bands, Gucci holding on my pants. We could go one-on-one, you won't ever stand a chance. Ever leave me around your girl, I'ma take away the glance. When I get up in my zone, I'ma go and do my dance. Big dreams, big bands, Gucci holding on my pants. We could go one-on-one, you won't ever stand a chance. Ever leave me around your girl, I'ma take away the glance. When I get up in my zone, I'ma go and do my dance.
AB did it, what you doing is called bullshit. Jabba Ranch don't like that. AB did it, what you doing is called bullshit. AB.
Put your hands together, we gon' say another prayer. We don't never follow rules and we never play fair. Loud pack, I'm smoking gas, I put it in the air. You can tell me how you feeling, I'ma listen with no care. Walk up in the building, they can't help it, just a stare. All my diamonds get to hitting and they flashing with a glare. Hypnotize you if you look at too long, so beware. I be walking in that drip, Gucci Louis, what I wear. Put your hands together, we gon' say another prayer. We don't ever follow rules and we never play fair. Loud pack, I'm smoking gas, I put it in the air. You can tell me how you feeling, I'ma listen with no care. Walk up in the building, they can't help it, just a stare. All my diamonds get to hitting and they flashing with a glare. Hypnotize you if you look at too long, so beware. I be walking in that drip, Gucci Louis, what I wear. Watch the way you talking to me, treat me like a boss. Please don't make me press you just to get my point across. Everybody on my team winners, what's a loss? I just got the back end, scored a touch at Randy Moss. It's Tracy in this bitch, give a fuck what you thought. I can see right through you, you a fake, you a fraud. Shorty wanna fuck with me, no, she abroad. Always watching who I kick and we're reminded by my pop. When I look in the mirror, I just see a damn king. That's the way I'm living life, you can watch me do my thing. Heard you bitch make got someone pulling on your strings. You be pillow talking like a bitch, laid up in the sheets. 2020, only thing that I'm dropping is on heat. You be sitting on the bench, yeah, that's your favorite seat. When I touch my first check, put some diamonds on my teeth. Popping in and out my city, I'm the one they wanna meet. If you ever lose faith, just put your hands together, keep your head up when you're going through some rainy weather. When I swing to make a hit, I won't miss like Mayweather. We be going through some cold times, better grab a sweater. It's a face in that shit, it'll only do you better. Don't you bring yourself down, don't you ever say never. Always gotta stay up and do that shit whenever. Put your mind to your dreams, gotta be a go-getter. Put your hands together, we gon' say another prayer. We don't never follow rules and we never play fair. Loud pack, I'm smoking gas, I put it in the air. You can tell me how you feeling, I'ma listen with no care. Walk up in the building, they can't help it, just stare. All my diamonds get to hitting and they flashing with a glare. Hypnotize you if you look at too long, so beware. I be walking in that drip, Gucci Louis, what I wear. Put your hands together, we gon' say another prayer. We don't never follow rules and we never play fair.
Damn, Matthew, what you have to do him like that?
4 days, no sleep. OT, Bose in the Yukon and a Thule, ain't no testing me. Keep ballin', I won't let him get the best of me. Fresher than the men, I know you want to steal the recipe.
I know.
what I'm smoking on. This is very potent. Bring your bitch around me, bet she blushing, her panties soaking. This ain't snowing the bluff, but they won't keep it rolling. Niggas think I'm looking at they story, but I'm really scrolling. I don't understand y'all niggas, and y'all know the rest. The only time you really in your hood is in a Nike tech. I ain't never sneak this, and I don't get pressed. Bougie bitch in Balenciagas, I took her in sweats. Cause about the tongue, probably said a total of 10 words and she gave me some buns. I remember all them times I couldn't afford a ticket. Now I hit the road and set it off just like I'm Jada Pinkett. They say the run I've been on, man, this shit ridiculous. Every time I drop another vid, they catch motion sickness. Running shit like Forrest Gump, I'm like, hey, Lieutenant. I know you see me going coast to coast, puffing to the finish. Smile big, so I had to put some slugs in it. White gold with the diamond dust, I won't front with it. Next is the upgrade with a brand new pendant. With a Benz, probably all black with my bitch in it. Matching rollies, put them hoes together, you know who winning. Like Beatles said, if it ain't 51, I will not get it. Niggas rather fake it till they make it, I do not get it. Yo, bitch know who real, that's why gang got the top from her. Let the bitch off the leash, it's a hot summer. Next stop, gotta hit LA, I'm trying to cut corners. RP Juice World, I dropped the pop for you. Wasted with this little Uzi on me, feeling abnormal. Better have your helmet on you, this ain't Pop Warner. If you got the drop, pull up, I got a good lawyer. This ARP will knock your brakes, you need new rotors. Put a bag on doggy head, he got a new owner. This a young nigga world, man, how old is you? All your bitches like 16, ain't you like 22? Can't even hang around niggas, y'all unusual. That's why I'm on the road getting paper in the studio. Niggas in my DM saying where to pose. Leave his ass on red, what the fuck, I do not know. You gotta pay to fuck with us, just like Costco. And bitch, you gotta pay for this dick, I got top stroke.
Hey, I can never switch up. You turn this bitch up. Show these niggas how to get it. Now they all chasing bucks. So the haters and the critics, you gon' have to fuck with us. Push the line to the limit in the trouble crew I trust. I can never switch up. You turn this bitch up. Show these niggas how to get it. Now they all chasing bucks. So the haters and the critics, you gon' have to fuck with us. Push the line to the limit in the trouble crew I trust. I can never switch up.
I'm a factor. Just ask the factors. Take niggas walking straight lines and knock them backwards. Life not for actors. We be live. Boy, it's really real. Wild Hillbilly has a pup, and I'm silly still. I'm with the drill, man. I was comfy in that rain pour. Know what I came from? You know exactly what I came for. Feel we got the key that'll open up that same door. So if opportunity come knocking, we want the same tour. Niggas know it's game or die. Here for me, that's the easy choice. Say my flag's color in my wheezy voice. Can't be the one you counting out. I'm the one they counting on. All my niggas counting up. Bitch, don't get the counting wrong. I represent these mountains strong. Colorado's best. Let them know that it's real. From the east to the west, yes, north to the south. I'm repping the D. Military weapons when you're talking about that YG.
Hey, I can never switch up. You turn this bitch up. Show these niggas how to get it. Now they all chasing bucks. Tell the haters and the critics, you gon' have to fuck with us. Push the line to the limit in the trouble crew I trust. I can never switch up. We turn this bitch up. Show these niggas how to get it. Now they all chasing bucks. Tell the haters and the critics, you gon' have to fuck with us. Push the line to the limit in the trouble crew I trust. Hey, I can never switch up. Listen here, pay attention. I wrote the script for you niggas, how you go against it. I made it stick for you niggas, now my name is mentioned. You speak of me and they gon' tell you that I'm really in it. Since the start, I've been pushed a hard line. I watched my big brother get hit and do some hard time. The life of crime in the trenches at a young age. I've been going nuts and I've been out the cage. They know I've been about this shit, we ain't taking nails. What you know about a month straight raising hell? I never seen them in my life really hit the field. But you done seen me in your life really hit the field. And this ain't never no hype, they know I keep it real. They know these niggas that I'm weak, they gon' really feel. This ain't no game, I turn you niggas to a meal. And ain't no bone in my body that's gon' make me squeal. And I'm still about my business, bitch, make the deal. Trouble crew, dog.
I'd like to welcome everybody back to hour number two, man.
Woo! Woo. Yes! Man, Bishop City. What's going on, Bishop?
Yo, we was just inside the Colorado segment, man. If y'all are not in tune, July 10th, the Heartland Boom Tour will be going to Denver, Colorado.
Gina, what's good, Gina?
It was a vibe. Like, I was swaying in my chair, so I'm excited to see what Denver got in store for us.
Yeah, that was a little bit of Trizzy. a little bit of that Too Much TNT. My boy Cole. I mean, that's a lot of cats. It's 31 artists. This is like a Coachella, Rolling Loud. You know, if you ever been to one of them type of festivals, we gonna have to do this thing in like segments because it's so deep. You know what I mean? So just be ready. I mean, it's gonna be an experience of a real display of Colorado music. So and as you can hear, it's good.
So if a artist that's listening that's in Colorado right now wants to get booked for the show, what do they need to do, Bishop City?
DM one of us, of course.
Yes.
Or, you know, if you want to do the fast track, just go to sonicboommusicgroup.com/ Heartland Radio and just sign up for the tour. You know what I mean? Once you sign up, email us. Let us know that you signed up. Don't be a creep person and not contact someone after you've done business with them. Let us know what's going on so we can confirm and go forward from there.
And if you want your favorite indie artist to be on that tour, make sure you let them know that they can go to Heartland Radio, Sonic Boom Music Group / Heartland Radio, and get them on the slot or even get their music played. All you have to do is just follow the link, follow the instructions, and boom, you will hear all their music in that rotation.
Oh, somebody just sent over their music.
Let's get it.
Let's get it. Everybody's tuning
to Heartland Radio, the number one independent
in Houma, Louisiana, for sure.
Music radio show in Georgia, Louisiana, Denver, Chicago, North Carolina, Alabama. This is facts.
These are all facts.
Come on.
Places that we're going to go, so we're going to claim it. We number one.
Rally.
Deliver all of that independent music, Business City.
I mean, nothing but consistency. No us for nothing but that. And nothing but good business, most importantly, which is what keeps all of this flowing, because your name is what carries you. The money could stop, you know, but will people keep calling you? Can you come back? Is your name good? You know, do you have consistent music? Just like you just heard with the artist that we just played. Look how good that music was. Could you get on stage and rock next to them?
Man, those are a lot of questions that I hope everybody can answer yes to. And when you answer yes to, make sure you go to Sonic Boom Music Group / Heartland Radio and put your name on one of them slots, boy.
Facts. You got. And also, I like to look at, too, Bishop, like, sometimes people need to realize they're competing on a global scale for attention of our ears. So you need to approach it just like that. When you start looking at it, like, you have to compete with everybody that's in the iTunes store. Everybody that's on Tidal. Everybody that's on Apple Music. These are all your competitions, so you got one to dominate, like the mixtape says. And shout out to everybody that's been listening to Dominate. We're approaching 3,000 listens.
Wow.
Already 3,000 listens on Dominate 4.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, so that's going to put us at over 10,000 for the series pretty soon.
And if you go to Sonic Boom Music Group / Heartland Radio, you can get on one of the Dominate mixtapes.
This is facts. Facts. You get your music on the mixtape, get it out there. We're growing. I have a cult fan base. People come back in. And as we grow, Bishop City knows what's going to happen. They're going to tune back. Like, you know what? I'm on Diamond. This is mixtapes I put out in 2022. They're like, you know what? Let me check out what he is doing in 2021.
Exactly. Right?
And once I have the show, they see all that fire that's on there.
Man.
You're leaving a good track record.
Appreciate it. Talk about people that's on fire. Cat Williams is on fire recently. Y'all hear about Cat?
Yeah, he said.
What
that,
did he do exactly?
My boy said he said stole one of his jokes.
Oh, yeah, I did see
yes,
that.
He said that Cat Williams said that the joke that Cedric the Entertainer does about parking a spaceship with the cigarette in his mouth was a Cat Williams joke. That's what Cat Williams said.
As Cat Williams also states that he paid for a ticket to watch Cedric the Entertainer perform that skit. So really, who knew that was Cat Williams before, if allegedly that is him?
Now, Cedric the Entertainer has responded and denied the allegation, so let's be clear of that as well.
Yeah, my boy said he said ain't got a steal from you, Cat Williams.
Let's hear his response.
What up, y'all? What's up? I said, I'm going to address this Cat Williams thing one time, man. I saw people on there really comment about that. Look, I have no idea what this brother is talking about. That joke is over 30 years old, close to 30-something years old. I did the Kings of Comedy in 1999. Probably had been doing that joke 6-7 years before that. I don't even know if Cat was doing comedy then. So, you know, again, he a talented brother. I have no idea what he's talking about. I've never seen Cat do a space shuttle joke. So You know, there may be something that he believes is true. I've written a lot of jokes. I've had a lot of comedians steal my jokes as well. So I understand if you feel, you know, slighted by that, but that's my joke. That's my joke, dog. Drive a spaceship to the moon, cigarette, cutie pie rocking in the background, parallel parking the spaceship. It's my joke, dog. So that's what I
mean. All right, so Sedge is the entertainer. Do y'all feel like he took a couple shots right there?
I mean, yeah, he had to defend himself. Somebody coming at your trachea.
Trachea.
Right his neck like that. Like, he's like, I don't even know if he was doing comedy back then, big homie.
Right, exactly.
Don't be coming at me talking about.
I mean, that's the worst thing you could accuse a comedian of, though, is stealing their joke. Like, I remember Joe Rogan was mad at somebody. I forget the guy that
Carlos Mencia. Yeah, Joe Rogan.
It was a bad situation.
Stage.
It was bad.
Yes, they can, and it, to the point where Carlos Mencia has actually been blackballed, and I feel like he still has a stain on his
reputation. A lot of comedians felt some type of way. Apparently, this was a big thing. Joe Rogan is a comedian.
He put a scarlet letter.
Yeah.
Yes. Joe Rogan.
This is the difference between the white people and the black people world when we don't be knowing stuff. Like, I remember I was talking to a white person and they had never heard a baby boy. And I'm like, what? You never heard a baby boy?
Tyrese and Snoop Dogg?
Like, what's baby boy?
They're like, is that just like Denzel's in that one? Yeah. Like, no, Denzel's not in baby boy. Get out of here, white person. Bam. Stiff arm. Get out of here. Give back to hip hop. Like, why you do all this? Like, why have you given back to hip hop while you over here don't know what baby boy is?
No, they give back to hip hop by making people go platinum.
Okay. And going to their concerts and selling their shit out.
I need them to build. Anyway.
Speaking of that, Hot Topics, Kevin Hart is saying that white supremacy is at an all-time high.
While he lives in his $14 million home and his kids go to nothing but private school.
Kevin
Hart has ruffled some feathers by making the statement that white supremacy is at an all-time high currently in America.
While he's living in his house.
Yeah, exactly. And making $39 million a year.
What did Kevin Hart see that said white Hart?
Who knows? I'm assuming
Does he not know, like, that white people used to, like, have movies where they hang niggas, like, for after the movie? That
was, like, not even have
I'm glad you understand that, BD. I was scared when I saw that because I didn't know what you was going to say.
No, it was like dinner night on Friday was, like, pick a nigga and lynch him.
Right.
That, like, picnics.
Come on. I'm sure if we go to Kevin Hart's neighborhood right now, it's not predominantly black.
And then if he does feel like it is at an all-time high, he can go to Will Packer and go and do a movie with him some more. He can come to Tyler Perry Studios and do some movies with him so he can circulate that black dollar.
Faxedonia.
But he decides to go where? Go where?
To where he feels like the patriarchy, it can be a better platform for him.
Exactly.
And now you're getting dismissed because I'm willing to bet this is what this is about because he wasn't saying that when he was doing Jumanji.
No.
Okay.
Cat Williams actually dissed Kevin Hart and said that because he has his boys writing for him, all his jokes, and he's talking mad smack about the fact that how are they going to write your jokes for you? If they had funny jokes, they'd obviously be doing them themselves.
Whoa, now, come on now.
But
who's
got the Red Cup dudes? The Red Cup company?
That's not a knock on a comedian. Let's not forget that the godfather of all comedians, Richard Pryor, had an amazing team of writers who will all go on to become successful.
Are you serious? Yeah. Robin Williams. Yeah.
That was on the TV show. That was in his stand-up comedy.
Those are his writers.
John Witherspoon.
No, comedy. That's different.
What's my guy that just died? Paul Mooney.
Paul Mooney's biography, he talked about it. He talked that he did not write the jokes for Richard.
He did not write jokes at all for Richard Pryor.
Not for Richard's stand-up was all from Richard's heart.
That's what I'm saying. But the thing is, for somebody.
Jokes were written by nobody else.
Somebody
the
for
other jokes on the show, when you're writing a show, you write dialogue, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that you need.
See, some people have writers in the industry. That's
right.
The fact.
Steve Harvey got writers. Steve Harvey got joke writers.
He's not one of the funniest comedians ever, though.
Jamie Foxx got writers.
Who writes for Jamie Foxx?
The dude Alex that be on their shows. He be writing for everybody.
He writes for Jamie Foxx?
Well, Will Smith, he was the writer on that show, it turned out.
I'm talking about their stand-up comedy.
Oh, see, that's different.
I'm talking about the... Jamie Foxx did I Need Security.
Right.
Who wrote I Need Security?
Oh.
That's the difference. That's what Cat Williams talking
Somebody
about.
Somebody that's happy that we the talking about this right boys. Now.
So we talking about this is stand-up comedy segment.
So do you feel like that's a knock on a comedian if somebody's writing your stand-up jokes?
It's different. Look at the greats. Richard Pryor didn't have nobody do it. Cat Williams got 19 specials. He got the most specials on anybody. He got the biggest female fan base, which is like being the stand-up, being in the entertainment business. He said 86% of his fan base is the opposite gender of him.
For the people listening that's never seen Cat Williams, he also has silky smooth hair.
The ladies love him. If you get this, you are legendary, like as in the art form, I feel like. He's like, we're really seeing something that we're not going to see very often in Cat Williams. And he writes all his own stuff, so does Richard. Kevin Hart don't write his own stuff. So what do y'all feel like? Y'all feel like that?
I don't know if that mattered to me. Yeah,
okay.
If he's giving the Plastic Cup Boys an opportunity to do their own jokes, if it's six of them in the room writing, everybody got to give up one of their jokes to Kevin Hart in order to be under the Kevin Hart umbrella in that platform, I'm going to give you one of my jokes if I got seven in the chamber.
All right, so are stand-up comedy specials on Rotten Tomatoes? I want to pull up Kevin Hart's last.
It should be.
What would y'all rate? Did y'all think? Okay, so do y'all think Kevin Hart's last comedy special was funny?
Ooh.
Ooh, Bishop City, did you? Was you looking at that?
It was no quotables.
She made you do that?
It was no quotables. I can say that. It was no quotables.
Like, I am not the biggest Kevin Hart fan. I appreciate his success because I love all my brothers and sisters who get a chance to get out there to become extreme millionaires. But. You know, I don't believe he is. The last couple of ones have not been the funniest.
Knocked down funny. Now, I feel like Lil Rel is way more funnier than him just on the, like...
yeah, no, Lil Rel.
Exactly,
okay.
On the stand-up.
This is so crazy, y'all. This is Rotten Tomatoes for y'all.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
38% audience score for Kevin Hart's last special. That
exactly.
But guess what the critic score was, y'all?
What was it?
100%, y'all.
Exactly.
What critic is out there?
I told you, bridges matter. Oh, that's what we were just talking about. Yes.
Bruh, I want to be that plugged in.
What is Kevin Hart's? What's Kevin Hart's?
That's it.
Oh, that was Kevin Hart.
Yeah, that's the Kevin Hart.
Now look at the disparity inside.
I said Cat Williams, but it's Kevin Hart.
Okay.
That special was.
Look at the disparity in regards to the regard of
Cat Williams last special,
but also complaining about white supremacy.
Exactly.
But Kevin Hart, I hope you didn't mean it
like
that.
It's pandering. You know
now,
that
Bill
word.
Maher, Bill not Maher wrong. Called him out on it.
He lied. Do you think he was lying?
No. I think he was in his feelings. And black like people for sure feelings. Have to learn how to stop being in their feelings and using racism while they're in their feelings.
Mm-hmm. That's facts.
And just admit to, like, Le'Veon Bell was trying to throw Andy Reid under the bus. And Honey Badger Tyrann Mathieu had to call him out because he was trying to say, like, Andy Reid was kind of like,
he said something to me I didn't like.
And he'll never play for Andy Reid ever again.
Right, when you know everybody going to run to the race car and be like, what do you call you, a nigga?
I mean, we got to stop.
Andy Reid looked like you would call somebody a nigga.
Come on,
slick,
man. Andy Reid, the first person gave Michael Vick a second chance, fresh out of jail after killing dogs.
But not in a bad way. He might, like, I had a coach one time call me not one of those jive niggas.
He said, you ain't one of them jab
niggas. Yes.
So he basically said, you was
check
one of them.
Check your email. Check your email.
So that's the kind of way that Andy Reid would use the word nigga.
Oh.
You ain't one of them dirty niggas, though. Like, wait, what?
All right. Cat Williams' last special, 80% from the Tomato Vader, this 2018 Great America.
That's all that one.
80%, 62% audience score.
Exactly.
So he got a higher audience score.
That makes sense right there.
Yeah. And then for his...
We got a song submission. Check your email, because my email, for some reason, ain't getting on.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to check my email.
Before we go to this next music segment, can we do Too Much Dip on your show? Because I really want to get y'all opinion on this.
Oh, let's get Too Dip. Well, let's get into that. Let's say that. We can get into that because we got time.
Oh, I got some guacamole.
We got time.
Oh, you got some?
Yeah. I got some guacamole.
Oh, it's a little bit of that in there, too.
Yeah, it's a little...
You love the conspiracies, like, you know I love the conspiracy talk. Like, I'm really I want to be a ghost hunter. I'd be a hip hop ghost hunter.
We gotta talk about Naked and Afraid too.
Oh, yes,
Diddy.
Wow. Well, I would be hip hop Naked and Afraid.
You would do
Naked
and Afraid.
I would have the franchise. I would like to own Naked and Afraid. I'm not sure if I'll do it though. I'm not sure I'd do it, but I'd be like I'd be the Jerry Jones of Naked and Afraid. Like I'd just be really out here.
I think I could do Naked and Afraid for like 7 days.
You know, they don't let black bodies get on there.
I could definitely do Naked and Afraid. I know archery. I know how to make clothing. And I know how to boil water. So I could do it for 7 days.
Okay.
I'm natural. My hair is natural. So I don't need to worry about my hair.
Okay.
I think the bugs might fold her, though.
See, I'm not going to doubt you. I'm not going to doubt you organically, G. You know why?
Why?
Because you only say things that's from your head to your soul.
Exactly. You know what I mean? It's from how I look to how I speak. It's just going to come out like that.
Perfect.
You can't doubt it. So I'm gonna give you that shot. Maybe you can do 7 days.
Yeah.
But talk about 7 days. We're gonna talk about somebody got Meal Before I Die, featuring Five. This is a Marley mix on Heartland Radio ATL. Let's get into it. This is a music review, y'all.
This West Bank Mall.
This Meal Before I Die, right?
Let me see. Did that just
come West
in?
Bank Mall. West Bank Mall.
Let's get into that West Bank Mall.
West
then.
Bank Mall. Meal Before I Die, featuring Five Marley.
So now that we know you got the record. Let's introduce it. So West Bank Mall, we met in Louisiana this weekend.
On the West Bank,
had a dope R&B hip hop vibe, and you know it was amazing, man. It was a great set, and I told him like, yo, we should get your music on Heartland Radio, and he was cool with it. So look, we fulfilling that promise, doing great business as always. So from Louisiana all the way back to Atlanta, West Bank Mall, Heartland Radio debut. Let's go.
Yeah, baby.
Gotta find a way.
time soul searching, cause I don't wanna die without fulfilling my purpose. I put a band-aid on the pain so you can't tell when I'm hurting. Steady working, man, I need that big chicken like churches. I'm consistent with the grind, man, cause I was beyond stress. I kept my faith and made a change, and now I'm beyond blessed. Don't rush to reach the mountaintop if it ain't your time yet. Your journey's more important, it's elevating your mindset. I'm next, I'm shutting shit down like a bomb threat. Born with a gift, so my presence is timeless. If you do it for the friend, you want the likes and the comments. When I do it, I'm shooting for the stars like a comet. I promise that I've been on the grind faithfully, chasing this bag until it's chasing me. Even what you pay to see, just know that I'll forever be fly. The goal is to get rich while I'm living, cause I wanna see a million before I die.
It's your man Jeff Bezos, and we are on Heartland Radio ATL. I got Bishop Chitty and Gina in the building with me. What's up, y'all? What y'all think of the record?
Oh man, West Bank Mall, that was a hot record. You know, I already had the exclusive listen of seeing it in person, so you know, it sounded good over the radio as well. I'm happy to be able to debut that here on Heartland Radio
premiere. That's never been played on the radio before, right?
Nope.
Never been put on the podcast before. Nope. We're doing a lot. We definitely want to shout out all everybody from the West Bank, everybody, all my Katrina survivors. I was out there at Southern University, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Mm. You know what I mean? I got my degree out there from Southern. So hey. Shout out to everybody. I got a soft spot. Shout out my Go DJs, rest in peace, to DJ Black and Mal. He just passed away out there. Mm. This record, I liked how it blended in, dog.
Yeah.
Like the blends, it had a lot of vibes.
I like what
to
you
it.
Did with that.
It's a mixed show record, dog. It's a mixed show record. So just keep going with it. Zaytoven may be on it. I don't know. Maybe get somebody. I wanted piano solo, like Throw Baby at the beginning.
Oh,
that'd be nice hard. Yeah, this hard though.
I like it's it hard. Because it had versatility in his lyrics. Like it just wasn't talking about the same stuff. He was identifying why and how he was gonna make it, and what was the reason that he needed to make it. Like it wasn't just about the same old conversation. I really like the lyrics. The bars was good.
Yeah, perfect. You know he good at making that trap and beat, that trap soul.
Mm-hmm. Trap
you
soul.
Know, he definitely put me in that Rod Wave, the Rez, the Sean vibe, but just, you know, making money off pain, like they say on the Migos album.
talk about things that are painful. Sometimes it gets painful when you're doing too much.
Oh.
When you got,
whoa, you got too much dip on your chip.
Uh-oh, come on
now.
Okay, guys. So Black Twitter is petitioning to cancel the classic 17-year-old song, Cater to You by Destiny's Child.
Really?
females on Black Twitter. I can only speak for Black Twitter because that's the only place I dibble and dabble in. Females feel as if the lyrics are too unrealistic.
Submissive.
And they feel as if those lyrics are harsh to the woman. Like, I'm doing all of this for a man. What is he doing for me?
So, do
on Black Twitter have too much dip on their tip for trying to cancel? Not just don't like the song, but they're trying to cancel the song.
Cancel the song.
Cater to you that is 17 years old because they feel like the words are too encouraging of submission for women to a man.
If there's no opposite of it, with no man saying that, I get their point. There's no opposite man record on that. There's no opposite man even remix or version of that. So when they're asking for that, are you asking too much on a dip on chip? Hell yeah, just to cancel the song. If you feel opposite, make your own art. You feel what I'm saying? Every song is not to fit every mood. So I can be cancel song that doesn't talk about death on there too. It don't talk about what else don't they talk about they on Care to You? Pain.
Yeah, that's what Charleston White always be saying. Like, we get mad about stuff like that.
Oh,
but
you bring a Charleston White. Oh, my God.
You could get stabbed in the neck. You could get stabbed in the neck and nobody want to cancel that.
What I hate about Charleston White is that whenever he does this stuff, he always likes to throw everybody. Like he said, when nobody listened to Nipsey Hussle, like, I didn't have Nipsey on four of my mixtapes.
He just talking about the overwhelming majority, and that's the truth. He was not a platinum artist.
What are we talking about? Cater to You. Come on.
Well, for Cater to You, I do feel like they got way too much dip on their chip forever thinking that they could cancel Destiny's Child. Cater to You. I mean, A, the song don't even see. The problem is people don't understand what it means to be in a relationship, so they are misinterpreting the song. Being in a relationship or in a marriage is not about being submissive in regards to being a slave. I don't know why that's the natural connection that people make. Submissive just means that you're going to go out into the world, kick ass, but when you come home, you okay with letting your man lead the charge at that point. That's it.
I take my approach is a little bit different than that. I don't think they don't understand. I would say instead of not them understanding, I would say they don't understand how the songs work. When you're putting a song together, there are other parts of the relationship, right? So we're not going to say every part of the relationship in the song. This is the one woman's and her writers and a team of women's and their writers came up with some lyrics talk about how they felt about they do at that moment.
Yeah.
There's other parts of the relationship that they understand that exist where their dudes cater to them, but they're asking too much from the artists. I think that's what they're doing. When you start asking, because next thing is going to come next is, this is feels like the same tree, the same fruit that say everything should be for children except. Like, everything exactly. Shouldn't be made for your kids.
Exactly.
Everything should be made
for. I just want everybody to know on the listening waves that this is the first time that we've all agreed on a dip on our chip. Like, all three of us have understanding that Black Twitter women, y'all got too much dip on y'all chip
now. I'm telling you, everybody is just so angry, and I just want everybody to just chill out, take a chill pill, take a breath from being enraged at every single thing, every single day.
They were one tweet I saw was saying that Michelle's part when she say, "I will give my life, my strength, my will to you. That's the least I can do. Let me cater to you." Like, dang, if that's how she feel about her man, that is okay. Like, I know that I will fight a bear for my man. Like,
Grizzly.
Okay. Like, I'm on Grizzly. Like,
y'all got the relationship.
You
right?
have to find the right person to cater to. You can't cater to every Dick, Tom, and Hank that come over your house.
You know, I think they'd be mad at it because if they made their own song that talked about the opposite side of it, KG, you got 108 million views on YouTube.
Ain't nobody done nothing.
They song got 10 views and they mad.
Right,
so they,
exactly.
they want to cancel it. So they feel like if they cancel, they feel
cater
like
to you.
Then their record would get more light. That's obviously why their song isn't performing well.
No, they
not
are,
that is shit.
Terrible approach to
they're
life.
They're confused on who to cater to. And they feel like the people that come in their face and buy them a drink, they supposed to be putting on their do-rag at the end of that encounter. And that ain't the case.
Right.
After so many years and so many evidence of him doing the right thing and being that leader in your relationship is when you can feel like you can cater to him. After all the examples of him being a leader and a man mm-hmm. and a provider and a supporter of you is when you can be a caterer to that man. But
yeah.
until then, no, I'm not saying cater to every man that comes your way, but you have to know your value and his value to implement those things in your life.
Good, too much dip on your chest.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Yes. I mean, there's been so much going on in the world right now.
This is my organic sound. Y'all haven't noticed.
You know, she love that sound, so that's perfect.
That is, definitely. Like, when people be like, sonic boom, I be like, perfect.
Yes.
How about all of the social media and celebrity boxing events that have been taking place? There was a TikTok versus YouTube fight.
What was the biggest person at? Who got the biggest bag?
Nobody's getting bags.
People
are
getting bags. Why are you doing
it? I mean, they're getting money, but they ain't getting, like, to talk about it. It's like, for example, Lamar Odom and Aaron Carter,
which
like,
was...
How much Lamar get? Let's find out.
Let's look it up.
Keep telling the story, G.
Okay, so we watched that Despicable Me situation. And Aaron Carter is like 4'7". Lamar Odom is 7'2". And the wingspan was just equivalent. Like, Aaron Carter had to literally go to his nipple to punch him when Lamar Odom just had to extend his elbow and he was on the other side of the ring. Like, it was no point. It wasn't matched up correctly. So, for that, they're just doing too much.
They don't even have the money listed nowhere for
exactly.
the fight. So, you had that fight take place. You had Peter Guns take on Cisco.
Yes,
from Love
who
and Hip
wore
Hop.
A shirt during the fight.
Everybody is talking about that. Guys, if you're going to be in the boxing ring,
take your shirt off.
Okay, it's okay.
It's Peter okay Guns to swim with your shirt on, but
no,
not
no,
box
no, Peter
with
Guns
your
did take his shirt off and actually was pretty ripped to be a 50-year-old.
That's hilarious.
But Cisco had the shirt on.
Oh,
you know
okay.
how when people swim with their shirt
Dong Song Cisco was boxing?
No. Cisco from Love & Hip Hop.
Everybody don't know
Sleaze
him.
Sleaze Squad.
Oh, Sleaze. Oh, they had some. So they took the Love & Hip Hop. I'm disappointed y'all watched that, yo. How'd y'all stomach this, yo? How'd y'all do it?
We stay up to date with everything.
Exactly. We got to give it to the people. We got to be able to give it to the people, Diddy.
You should follow YouTube drama. It's way more interesting. Look on YouTube. Follow what's going on with Drama Alert versus Fousey. And follow what's going on with Joe Budden versus Rory and Maul.
Oh my goodness.
Follow what's going on with your man from Kwame Brown versus Boyce Watkins.
Oh, Kwame Brown
y'all see that? Y'all probably.
Kwame Brown versus Boyce Watkins?
That's what I'm saying. You guys is watching Aaron Carter.
That was perfect right on time right there.
Yes, you watch your Aaron Carter box.
We also got John Legend's production company is working on a Bernie Mac biopic.
Did you hear that Kevin Hart is going to play Dick Gregory in the Dick Gregory biopic?
No.
I don't know how that would work.
Did you hear that Bernie Mac's daughter asked for RDC World, the Super J. Cole fan meme, to be Bernie Mac? You know what RDC World is?
No.
J. Cole.
I've seen two album. People that she wanted to be in his biopic, but I don't know their name.
RDC World, look it up. He is hilarious. He does... LeBron, like, he does, like, NBA, YouTube, Instagram stuff.
Okay.
He's black. He's young. He says
oh,
they
yeah,
wants
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, yeah. I know who
he is now.
He wants to work for Disney.
Uh-huh.
He's so that's what I love about the internet and the fact that Bernie Mac's daughter can be in the zeitgeist enough and submit this and
exactly.
then get retweeted by the fans and everything and that we don't get Hollywood.
Doesn't mean it's going to happen, though. Let me just calm expectations down.
You say Hollywood's going to put Jesse Smollett
in yeah, Bernie Mac. It could happen.
They
could.
Would do it. That's what Hollywood do.
And look at Eazy-E's son and ODB's son. They swore that they was going to play their fathers on their roles, and Hollywood did not allow that to happen.
No.
We also got a story of a Detroit man who was robbed, who won the lottery for $30,000, spent $20,000 on the chain, and got robbed at the gas station. Here's the story.
Well, is their target. I hit the lottery. Jamal won $30,000 on the Michigan lottery, bought himself a $20,000 necklace. You see, he's wearing it there. He's heard of people getting robbed for their jewelry.
Yeah, it's a thing. So I was just like just looking around, making sure nobody ain't trying to get my chain, but.
But they did get his chain. He walks out the store. The suspects were waiting.
So I ran back and tried to get back into the.
Some easy pickings.
So first of all, you win $30,000 and you spend $20,000 of that $30,000 on something around your neck. What's the entire blasphemy?
Go off, son. Go crazy. Go crazy.
That is so blasphemous. Like, you's a broke boy. You's a broke boy. You broke. You just broke.
Go ahead, put that $20,000 chain on and get inside of your, go home and sleep on your air mattress with that $20,000.
Exactly.
Go crazy, bro. You different, though.
In an area where you know they still in chains. Like, and you even admitted that that's what they was doing.
And you drive a Kia Soul. Like, boy, that's, you could have.
Go off. Go off and then go ahead, go get some Chipotle. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Get extra guac. Go off.
Exactly. With that rest of that 10K.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go to Chipotle every day.
Go off casino. Next, go ahead.
Real lobster.
I'm putting all this on him right now without knowing what he wanted to do. But I would guess that if you spend $20,000 on your chain, your next visit is either Chipotle or Red Lobster.
Or Panera Bread.
Or Panera Bread.
I mean, I just be trying to understand it, man. Speaking of casino, on the way out of Louisiana, me and wife, we stopped at the Harris Casino in New Orleans and turned $100 into $375.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Favorite casino. All right. Top two casino drinks. I'm gonna say my casino drinks. My favorite casino drinks.
The free ones.
Right. My free ones.
We cheap.
Jolly Ranchers. They good ass Jolly Ranchers. I'll have the Jolly casino Ranchers in New Orleans.
Okay. Mm.
Make sure y'all go there. That's just a travel tip. So shout y'all out over winning though.
Yeah.
I love Harold's. It's turned up.
What'd
y'all get to eat?
Okay, so. Oh,
so we got a pound and a half of crawfish
for
with
$6.
Yep. Exactly. It was a beautiful thing.
Rain down on me.
Oh, it was a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful thing.
I had some gumbo with a neck bone and some crab legs and some chicken up in it for $10.
Turkey or hog neck?
Turkey neck.
Ooh, turkey neck.
Yes. I got a picture. I'm gonna show you the picture.
I know I was country as hell in Louisiana when we when I got offline for Mason, we went to get turkey necks. At the club, at the blue light, we had the blue light.
I knew my family was country when it was three coolers, and you opened up the cooler, and then one was turkey necks. You opened up the second cooler, it was crawfish, and then you opened up the third cooler, and it was juice.
I
was like, oh shit, I gotta make sure I'm going in the right cooler. Like,
it's the black experience when you open up the country experience when you open up a big hot cooler. You're like, yo, this is normally a cold cooler.
Exactly. The cooler was steaming. You bust that thing open. It was heat coming out your face. Like, oh, okay.
My heart just, it made your heart just like.
Make it smile with it. Make it smile.
Like, look at all that. Look at
exactly.
Look at all this turkey.
So we had catfish, jambalaya.
Big facts.
Bishop, you had the alligator hash.
No, alligator hash. And it came with about four different styles of potatoes. Sweet potatoes being one of them.
Purple potatoes, sweet potatoes, white potatoes, and then you had the alligator chopped up with an egg on top.
Yeah. When we go to Denver and Chicago, we got to do the same thing we did at Raleigh and find somewhere to eat, y'all.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Well, yeah. Chicago, we definitely know all the eateries. Just tell us what kind of food you want, and we got
piped. I want something piped up. I want something like where I go.
You want
there.
Italian? You want Mexican? You want street food? What you want?
What you want?
Instagram food. I want Instagram food. I want to go in there, and I want it to be somebody with the angel wing picture in the background taking pictures.
Nah, that's
influencers.
That's not real authentic. You want to get something where they wrap it up in wax paper.
We could get some influences.
I want to go for it. I'm going for
Shy. Let's find something different.
Oh, okay.
Then.
Okay. Okay.
I'm looking for who verified, and then I'm going to hopefully they live up to their name or not.
Oh, we got some places like that, but they hole in the walls. You ain't gotta be. You could be verified and be a hole in the wall.
This is what I don't want. I feel you though, Gina. I want to say this. I don't want you to take me to a verified. Like, I'm not eating verified raisin
potato salad. You feel what I'm saying?
No, like, no, we ain't got that. No. We gonna get you the verified hot dog.
Yeah, somebody.
We gonna get you a verified chicken wings or something. Corned beef sandwich. We gonna get you. Have you ever had a corned beef sandwich?
Have you ever had Portillo's?
My dad makes corned beef. I haven't had Portillo's. My dad makes corned beef though.
Have you ever had a hoagie?
I have not had a hoagie in probably 8 years. Last time I had a hoagie was probably in Ohio. That's when they put french fries and chicken tenders and stuff on it, right?
No.
That's not a hoagie?
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Y'all never had that? Hot topic.
Hot topic.
Okay, Bishop. Come on, hot topic, Bishop City.
Erica Mena is trying to get a judge to not, is denying Safari the right to be in the birthing room when the baby is born. He's trying to get a judge to allow him to be in the room. How do you all feel about that?
It's okay. I don't have no kids. So as somebody who doesn't have kids, I would expect my first time up that I wouldn't have to get it in sanction.
But it's a second one.
I wouldn't expect. So me not knowing, I would think that you would have equal rights. I feel like
he gives her grief. And she doesn't want to be thinking about that while she giving birth. I feel like she got ground to stand on in this argument.
Yeah, because
if
it's a domestic energy, abusive situation, not physical, but a mental domestic squabble, then, she has the right to be in a natural, comfortable space while giving birth. I mean, if he's going to bring toxic, like she said, if somebody is toxic, if somebody
is they're going through a divorce, so let's just say that to give everybody context, you know.
Yeah, if they're not in a good space,
they're not in a good space right now.
A real right to advocate for her in the health of her child, because if her blood pressure is up, that's harmful for the baby.
When I originally heard the story, I was like, what the fuck? But then I was just chilling for the rest of the day, and then I thought about it, like, he kind of played himself out of the position, unfortunately.
What kind of dude y'all think Safari is? Like, what do you do?
I mean, I don't think it's nothing. I think they probably just beefing, you know what I mean? Going through going through the things that come with a divorce, and she just don't want to see that nigga and be in an emotional, vulnerable state with him right now. I mean, and that's why he freaking out, because he like, what the fuck? You know, like, I should be able to be there no matter what. We ain't beefing to that degree, but clearly they are.
Yeah. So he might be, it sounds to me like he a wild boy.
I mean, he might be a wild boy. I don't
know that. Didn't he do something wild?
No, it ain't been no leaks or nothing going on that I know of.
That's why they was together.
So if I'm the judge and he ain't done nothing wild, I'm going to be like, okay, if I put my Judge B. Diddy hat on, because, you know, I am the chief judge of all Heartland Boom.
That's a fact.
So I am a judge.
You are T.I.'s lawyer as well.
I am T.I.'s light-skinned legal apprentice. So as judge, head judge, my Heartland head judge, you know what I mean? I would have to look at it like, yo, you probably need to just chill out, wait till baby's born, get the medical shit over. Y'all was married, so you probably got some kind of legal standing because you was married. Mm-hmm. So some kind of, like, understand that the baby's probably yours. You probably have parental rights because of the marriage. Judge to just chill out. Safari, you ain't got to be in the room, bro.
Yeah, legally, I don't know if he has any ground to stand on in this. I was thinking about that all day. Like, I don't know.
Legally, he probably does, because, I mean, no. Legally, if your wife has a baby,
having the baby, she's not saying she don't want to be in the birthing room. He could come in afterwards. He want to be there for the crowning moment.
And she's like, no.
Back off, bro. Just back off.
I don't think he got no legal room for that.
It's all about the health conditions of the mother at that point.
Now, that's why I say I think he kind of played himself out of that situation. It's an unfortunate casualty in this divorce war you're going through right now.
I'm going to be like, you different, bro. You're just a different type of cat, bro. If you can't get along with your baby mama that's about to have your, like, you can't get
it's
together.
Your wife. Baby mama.
You can't get along with your wife before the childbirth, bro. You're just different, so. You obviously got something that we don't know what's going on, but you picked her. Y'all picked each other. Y'all separate.
That's
y'all
Kevin separate, Samuel. He said, you picked her. That's your baby daddy. That's your baby mama. So you can't talk shit about it because you picked her.
Y'all got to sort that out between y'all. Y'all ask us to do too much now. Y'all really want me going there and say you want to be there while she bleeding? What? Hey, back up, bro. Like, man.
You already know how touchy that is. Yeah. So I don't think nobody got no ramification on that space if you're not welcomed in.
He ain't about to hold my hand and coddle me and be like, baby, it's okay. You can do this.
He going to be in there talking shit.
Right.
Or the energy, like that, energy is just bad.
Like, you're not breathing. How the fuck you supposed to breathe? No, we ain't got time for that.
We ain't got no time for it. I already know.
So we don't know. Like I said, you got to respect that space. Again, this is an unfortunate casualty.
Unfortunate.
For my future fathers out there, this is the reason why you got to make sure you see it all the way through, or you got to know that your exit plan is what you're going to do. But it ain't no middle ground in between the two.
Okay.
Is that a triple ride?
Yes, Al Sharpton.
No. For the conjunction at the function, we shall meet at the luncheon.
All right, talking about luncheon, I'm going to be eating chicken wings tonight at JB's Billiards. I'm going to be in the building. DJ Steele, I'm going to be in there with Lee Lee from Moneymaker Records.
Okay.
We're going to be there with Gator from Gator Pit Records.
Jeez.
We got Da Vinci No Fronts. We got his song coming up next.
Okay. Da Vinci.
Yes, Da Vinci. Da Vinci's going to be in there. We got UNT The Boss is going to be in there.
Okay.
So we're going to be piped the fuck up at tonight, man. Make sure everybody follow me at BDD, the DJ. You know, that may change soon, Bishop City. I know this is probably the fifth. This is probably the 19th name Bishop has followed me on Instagram.
Please don't change the name anymore so all of the posts can make some type of sense at some point.
Tag me.
One day.
Tag me. May all your pain be champagne. May all your tears be tears of joy.
Yo, get into it, man. Sonic Boom Music Group, July 10th. Again, Denver, Colorado, June 27th. Chicago, Illinois. So let me say that in the other way. June 27th, Chicago, Illinois. July 10th, Denver, Colorado. Come on and tour the country with us. I mean, Anniston, Alabama, Raleigh, North Carolina. We all over the place. So come on the road with us and see the world with us. G, you want to talk to him before we get out of here?
If you have not heard your favorite indie artist on the show tonight, make sure you let them know that they can come to Sonic Boom Music Group / Heartland Radio and get their music in rotation. Throw it in rotation. I mean, we're here. You know how we rocking. We got the tours. We got the radio show. And we got the media. So get in tune.
Perfect.
Whole lot of shit going on, nigga. I'm bringing the studio to the kitchen, nigga. You know where I'm at, with it. Yeah. Let me talk to him real quick. Okay. I'm on a money making mission. Money my religion. Okay. Two bad bitches with me. That's a split decision. Okay. These niggas broke around my way. I swear they need some fixing. I get it in every day. I still a sell your mission. Fuck the bragging and the boasting. Put the plays in motion. I'm so hype in this bitch. I think the sky's broken. I get cheese, motherfucker. Jalapeno bombers. Two blunts to the head. For trauma, R.I.P. the drama, he died over nothing. I see dead people, oh wait, that's just the money. I wake up, count the money, and I count my blessings, and tell the world to suck my dick, view with discretion. Cut the dope, stack the weed, I'm on that kitchen shit. Big dog status, but I'm just kicking shit. If it ain't money, then I don't care for shit. But if the shoe fit, I'ma wear that bitch. Da Vinci, 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 Da Vinci. On the mind and the muscle, I got a grand hustle, and I'ma grind hard, like it's my last supper. Shit, I don't need raw no more, well it's been some months, new money, new homes, it's a renaissance. Shoe got grip, I ain't even fair yet. Broke ass nigga can't even spell shit. I'm talking grown money, your shit is immature. Bell Da Vinci work the stove at all temperatures. Slow money, fad money, hell is coming. Make it rain in this bitch even when it's sunny. I thug it by myself, that's why I'm in a coupe. 240 cows, plus I just killed the roof. Big dog shit, bitch, I'm talking Clifford. Money gang, all stars, we the big dimples. Give his ass a head jump without the clippers. I got three hoes on me, Mary Krumer. 12, fuck em. DA, fuck em. The judge, fuck em. I got a grudge, so it's fuck em. From the snitch ass nigga to the witness, fuck em. From the CEO to the co-defendant, it's fuck em. 12, fuck em.